This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
Check them out. This is the only thing I'm exercising, dieting, Heart and Body. That's it. That's my regimen. All right. Unfortunately, very few people get out there and actually do a couple things like warn the government. The other day, my next guest and quite a few people joining him, they decided to warn the government. So joining me, it's been a while, from the Firearms Coalition, is Chris Knox. Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, okay, I've read the letter. I might have read parts of the letter out loud on the air for all I remember, but the Firearm Coalition, and there's a Firearm Coalition, there's a Firearm Policy Coalition, which is in California, right?
Right, and we are completely separate. We're friends going in the same direction.
Right. The guerrilla group that is the Firearm Coalition. You guys decided that this whole secret list thing was just a little bit more than you guys could take, and you didn't even want to wait on it to.
Yeah. And our friends, you know, I'm reminded of an old joke from a long time ago that it's sad that it's been around for so long. But, you know, the Democrats voted to burn the Constitution. The Republicans agreed to a compromise where they'd phase it in over 6 months. And this is that kind of compromise, what my Senator Jeff Flake and others are endorsing is every bit as much a violation of the Fifth Amendment as the original idea was, just the secret list. You don't know how you get on that list. You don't know how you get off of it. If somebody decides you need to be there, they're going to put you on the list.
The list, yeah. Now, let me tell you my thoughts on the list. I've heard about the list. I nobody knows who's on the list. I know on one of the on the bad list that the majority of the people that are on the bad list are not even in the United States. Right? This is the terrorist watch list, right?
Supposedly, you know, we don't know though. They won't show it to us.
My thought is that they want to, if they can get that made a prohibited person's list, then all of a sudden people start getting added to the list. That's my worry with it. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, totally. And there's no, you know, the Fifth Amendment talks about that due process business. And due process means you go to court and you become adjudicated in some fashion. Either you've been adjudicated in a and have determined to be a felon, or you've been adjudicated to be a mental defective, which is what the Gun Control Act of 68 says,
right.
Or it's been expanded to be a violent domestic abuser, which really should be a felon, but they expanded the term of the concept of a misdemeanor. So that's the Lautenberg Amendment.
Right.
But that's due process. At least there's due process. At least the violent, you know, the guy that slaps his wife, and he's been arrested for it, and he had a trial, and the judge said, you are now a violent misdemeanor, and you're now a prohibited person. There's no due process. Ted Kennedy was on that list. There's the parents of an 8-month-old baby. I think now he's like 7 years, and they're still trying to get this kid off the list. They won't give his name, but they're working it through with the government. I've got a friend whose name is Jim Smith, and he's on the list. And he had to get a redress number, but at one time he had to allow an extra hour every time he traveled, and he traveled on, you know, traveled on business regularly. But the list is secret. It is not, there's no process to get on it. There's no process to get off of it. And that is the definition of a Fifth Amendment violation.
Now, Murphy wanted to write the bill to where there was no way to get redress from it, that no court could take this on or challenge it, and there was no way to challenge it once you got put on it. That's what he wanted, right?
Right. And they wanted to lock the door after him, and this is it's crazy. It is just crazy. It's the kind of thing that whenever Congress is in a panic, and the people are in a panic, and they have to do something, capital D, capital S, and God save the Republic from Congress in that kind of mood, because it's a panic, and it's a wrong reaction, it's the wrong thing to do, and you end up regretting it.
Well, they're just wanting to be politically correct, which they were politically correct, and that's how Omar Mateen got off the list in the first place, right?
Yeah, sort of like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And by the way, Owen, if you shouldn't be on the list because you're being investigated by the FBI, have they met the Democratic candidate, or the presumptive Democratic candidate for president? Anyway.
My thoughts are on that, Chris, and perhaps I'm old-fashioned, but if you are so dangerous that you can't fly on a plane or own a gun, I'm not even sure you should be allowed to breathe. What are we doing letting these suspected terrorists have freedom of movement?
Right. No, I'm right with it. So if you don't have enough to, but the thing is, if you don't have enough to convict, or if you don't have enough to deport, and the guy's walking around, he can go to the grocery store, he can, you know, go to the post office and do all that stuff, well, how dangerous is he really? And if you can, by some mode of intuition, determine who is going to be a terrorist, like the doofus in Orlando, or like the couple in San Bernardino, if you can determine before they do it that they're going to be a terrorist, then, you know, bottle that and sell it. You'll make a lot of money on it, and the government will buy it from you.
They certainly need to sell that to the weather forecasters.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the first break. Firearms Coalition, how can they find you guys, you and Jeff? How can they find the Brothers Knox?
www.firearmscoalition.org. Send us a note that Chris or Jeff at Firearms Coalition. We'd love to hear from you, and we're out there. We're doing what we can, and hope to be able to continue it.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you, sir.
time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is heart and bun extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there. Exercise, diet, heart and body. That's my regimen. And it has brought me back. Check them out, heartandbody.com. My guest this hour from the Firearm Coalition is Chris Knox. Chris, I don't know if you've seen this yet or not, but we were talking, we haven't gotten to this point yet. We were talking about the lists. CBS is reporting that the AR-15 that this Dallas shooter used was actually an SKS.
Oh, really? I had not seen that. I just saw that they had decided that he was the lone shooter. I'm wondering who the other two people were that were picked up. But there's, as usual, the early reports are dead wrong.
Well, I mean, they had a bunch of guys there that were, you know, in California you can carry a long gun out in the open.
Texas, you can carry a long gun, yes.
Yes. And, well, now they can carry all kinds of guns out in the open. They passed open carrying in Texas.
Right,
there were some people carrying long guns.
Yeah, the guys that they were showing, as late as this morning, I saw that they still had that guy's picture in the camouflage T-shirt that had an AR-15, and he's apparently getting death threats, and the Dallas Police Department still had his picture up.
Yeah. Are you as mystified at the sheer brass of some of these politicians that will get out there and say that we don't want to be able to have due process to put somebody on these lists. We just want to be able to add these people to the list.
Right. We fought a revolution about that. You know, it was a long time ago, but thank God we did. And every now and again, this is the kind of thing that the founders would have been, Thomas Jefferson would have been unlocking the armory,
right?
And it and handing them out. That's just the way it is. And the idea that, and this is one of those issues that unites people. And this is one of the things that anytime somebody starts trying to stereotype me as your standard run of the mill white male Christian Republican. And they say, well, what do you think about things like the Patriot Act? And I hate it. It's a violation.
Well, see, you know what? The problem with that, Chris, and I talked about this the other day. Did you see that professor that was out there saying, here's what we need to do. We need to get all of us anti-gunners need to get some guns and go to the NRA and just wipe them out, just massacre them.
I saw that.
I believe that they think that we are like they are. So when somebody comes to you and says, well, how do you feel about the Patriot Act? You know, liberals back everything that a liberal puts forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think by default, they just think that you're out there going, I think the Patriot Act is a great piece of legislation. Every red-blooded American should love it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what they think, and that's what they expect. And then along comes the, if you're going down the road and you're in that MSNBC Fox News divide, and if you're on one side or the other, you need to check you need to go through the checklist and make sure that you aren't just following, because those shows are entertainment, and you've got to think for yourself and figure out, okay, what expands my liberty? And what furthers, how do I proclaim liberty throughout the land? And does this latest little thing, we're going to make a secret list, does that proclaim liberty out throughout the land? No, sir, it doesn't. And therefore, it's a bad idea. So that's kind of funny that way.
It is. It is. I had a little giggle. I have a little giggle every time I think about this because I just think about poor Joe Manchin. Because he's the one that got out there and said the problem we're having here, of course, is due process.
Right.
And, I mean, that's in a poker game, that would be a tell.
What is the opposite of due process?
That would be a tell. So, I mean, that part of it, we fought a revolution over less, didn't we?
I promise you we did.
Yeah.
And I'm scared to death they're going to get people killed. And they're just asking for it. I mean, look over and you look at what's happening right now. I've been looking at some of the numbers in Connecticut for how many people complied with their assault weapons, quote, ban. And you look back in the 80s when California passed their assault weapons, quote, ban, and now they've tightened and now they've strengthened their laws even further. But the noncompliance rate is through the roof.
Yeah, I notice that Cuomo doesn't ever quote how great the SAFE Act is doing anymore.
Because he knows.
Yeah.
They've got a fair estimate of how many guns were out there, and they figure that they're getting about 10% of them registered.
Well, maybe they've gone and registered some more because I heard 4.
Yeah.
So no matter how it works, I mean, I had heard that there was 1 million AR-15s in New York State.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just AR-15s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you AKs, get outside of New York City and New Yorkers hunt, shoot, they do all kinds of stuff.
Pro gun state, tactical schools there and everything else.
That's right.
Coming up on the next pause here, Firearms Coalition, it's a guerrilla group of a loose alliance of all kinds of gun rights organizations across the country. Sitting at the tip of the spear, of course, is Jeff Knox, who writes at Ammo Land, where the show is streaming tonight, in addition to other places, and his brother Chris, who's my guest this hour. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. When we get back, we're going to pivot on Obama. We're going to get away from the list and going after Obama. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Blue Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
Heart and Body Extract. I take that. I ride a bike every day, 10 miles minimum, and I'm eating right. And that's my recovery. I don't take anything else. I don't take blood pressure medication. I don't take the stuff to regulate my heartbeat. None of it. Just Heart and Body. Check them out. My guest this hour is Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. Chris, let me tell you a story.
Yes, sir.
If I may. When I was in the military, when I was at E1 through E4, we would have these payday talks, and the colonel of the battalion that I was in, he would have the entire, every payday, the battalion would get together, and he would give us a briefing, a talk about what we had done the previous month. which we were always in the field when I was in Europe. I spent 2 years out of a 3-year tour in the field. So we were constantly reliving this. And it was always great. We were always just great. We were stupendous. Then when I made E5 and I had to stay behind after all the E4s and below went away, then I discovered the truth. Because all of us that were in leadership positions, the battalion commander would blast us. He would pull apart our performance, and he would minutely examine anything that had come to his attention, simply because in combat, if we had fought World War III on the European landmass back in the 80s, he wanted every one of his troops to come through it. So he put this on us, and he gauged what he was going to say based on upon who he was talking to. Now, Barack Obama has gotten out there, and he's sort of taken up the mantle of Black Lives Matter. Shouldn't he be out there right about now going, all lives matter, no matter what his personal animus or belief is? And, you know, he's got his little dogs that he can sick on him. He can send Loretta Lynch out there if he has to you know, he can calm the country. While, and instead, what, we've got all these copycats happening all over the country this morning. What do you think? What do you think about his performance in this latest crises?
He's focusing on the tool once again. He's saying, "Well, if this is," and people have a tendency to see if a tool gets used in one way, and that's the way that they see it being used in the media over and over again. They think that all instances, all examples of that tool will be used in the same way. And I'll tell you what, the one thing that all of these crimes that have in common, everybody drove a car to get to them. And, but nobody's saying we need to reduce car crime. But these are car crimes. Somebody drove a car to get there.
Right.
So why the focus on the gun? Well, it's because people don't know guns. They don't understand guns. They don't have guns. Everybody has a car. And they understand cars. And can you imagine talking to your great-great-great-grandfather and say, I'm driving down the road. I'm going 60 miles in an hour. And there's another car coming at me. And he's going the same speed. And we pass within 10 feet of each other. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Yeah. He doesn't understand a car. He would be floored with the idea. Well, you've got somebody in New York, somebody in Boston that has, they got to shoot a gun at Boy Scout camp when they were 12.
Right.
Got to shoot a single shot 22 rifle when they were 12, and that is the only time they touched a gun before or since. Never knew anybody that owned a gun, never knew anybody that did anything with a gun, never. The only person they knew, the only contact they have with a gun, is when the media throws a picture of a gun up on the screen and said, look what somebody did with this thing. And they're like, we need to take those away. Because all of those get used, they all get misused. And the trope is called, in writing, it's called Chekhov's gun. Mr. Anton Chekhov was a great writer, and he said, right. And he wrote about writing. He said, if you hang a gun in the wall on the wall in the first act, by the second act, it needs to go off. And so people see that gun, and they've been conditioned. If you watch TV, if you see a gun, you are conditioned to know that that gun's going to go off eventually. Yet you walk into the Dunkin' Donuts and you see Officer Friendly coming in and he's got a gun on his hip. Nobody thinks anything of it. That's because you're used to seeing Officer Friendly. He's got that uniform.
Yeah.
People are accustomed to it. Anyway, I'm ranting. This is your show.
Well, no, you're my guest.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
You know, with the Pulse shooting, it was as bad as it was. I think one of the reasons they went after guns so quick with that is because you basically had an endangered bird eating an endangered fish, because you had two of the liberals' favorite groups, one killing the other, which they've been vilifying cops.
Yep.
And at the same time, they've been bolstering Black Lives Matter.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden we've got a guy who went all Black Panther. Everybody's saying this about this cat, and he's killing cops. And so is this just to try to distract from the fact that Obama's responsible for this, and de Blasio, he's been out there talking about teachable moments. Dayton in Minnesota, he's been talking about it. I mean, is this just to try to distract people from the fact that, you know, this is what we've been encouraging, folks?
Yeah, to assume that somebody that has a gun, in the case of the fellow up in Minnesota, man was carrying legally, licensed, and under the law in Minnesota, he informed the officer. The officer panicked and shot him.
Yeah, that one I kind of think is, I think that guy has to go down for murder. That officer has to go down for murder. But he's Asian American. They're not pushing that either. He was an Asian American.
Yeah, I don't want to put too much race into this at all. I figure this is the cop was wrong, and that's all that I can think of.
He was a white Asian.
Yeah. Now, and you know, I don't want to go too far down the road on that. I don't want to convict the man because I don't know all the facts. But everything that I've seen leads me to think this doesn't look real good. Not to mention the fact that he's thrusting the gun into the car, and he's got his finger on the trigger after shooting.
Yeah.
You know, there's no indexing. There's a training issue there at the very least.
There's a lot of fear happening on that
gun
part. We're coming up on the last break. Firearms Coalition. You can find Jeff Knox. Jeff Knox writes at Ammoland, which, by the way, we're streaming at Ammoland tonight, Chris. So they can
love Ammoland. Hello, Freddie and company. Good guys.
Yeah. Firearms Coalition. Is it firearmscoalition.org?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Heart and Body.
Heart health, long life. I squandered that in my youth and it was very expensive. I took my cardiovascular health for granted until I was staring at an operating room theater light prior to them cutting into my chest to repair a heart that I almost destroyed. I had failed the very basic obligation of my family of simply being alive. Now I have a second chance. So I quit smoking, eat smart, and exercise hard. Included in this regimen is Heart and Body Extract. This totally natural, organic formula augments the steps I am taking for an active lifestyle, improving my heart function and circulation. My biggest goal is now a longer, busy life. Heart and Body Extract helps me to meet the challenges of my recovery and enables me to seek and physically experience and overcome new obstacles. Go to heartandbody.com today. Don't count on a second chance. Get motivated and take control. Your life, like my life, is an adventure in the waiting. Heart and Body Extract will give you that edge. Go to heartandbody.com today. We'll see you out there.
I bicycle about 10 miles a day minimum. I am watching what I eat and dieting, and I take Heart and Body Extract, and that's it. I don't take anything else, no other medication at all. Check them out. My guest this hour is Chris Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Did you see where during the reporting of this, in an effort to come up with the stupidest non sequitur they could possibly come up with, but they've got to say something bad about guns, CNN started talking about how many permits there are in Texas. Did you see that?
Yes. Yes, I've been... CNN is just... is CNN. That's... I can't even... I've got to watch my mouth because I know we're on the radio.
I understand. does it... I mean, is this just because... I mean, that's pretty weak. They're saying that a million people in Texas are vetted and are good people and that have had big background checks and now they carry guns and didn't do anything Thursday night. That's what they're saying, and that's pretty weak so take that gun owners kind of moment. Is this just them trying to find something to say?
Honestly, I think this kind of took them by surprise because they don't expect the Black Lives Matter movement its calling card is victimhood, and now they've gone in as the perpetrator. And this guy, the apparent shooter, was apparently pretty deep into that movement, and was, you know, that was his thing. He was part of it. Well, you know, he's not a victim anymore, but on the other, but he's not exactly a, he's not an upstanding somebody that refused to be a victim. He went to the other side and became an attacker. And, you know, real honestly, that, you know, that famous picture of the Black Panther standing on the courthouse on the state capitol steps in California. I generally support that picture. I mean, that is an armed citizenry that is saying, we're not going to be pushed around. And they came close to having their Lexington moment. Now, what is the appropriate Lexington moment? I don't know. I don't think we've seen it yet. But on the other hand, that's the direction that it's going. And honestly, that's why I don't mind at all. In fact, it delights me to see stereotype breakers, people that are willing to be armed and recognize this. I'm armed to defend myself, not only against somebody that's going to break in, but against the agents of the government who would deny my freedom. And honestly, that's legit. And that is where it needs to, that's where the discussion needs to start. But if the reaction comes in and say, well, we're going to disarm you, well, going to have, all of a sudden you've got a lot of folks that are on the left side of the coin that are starting to think pro-gun and starting to think Second Amendment means what it says. And so, honestly, I don't mind saying it. It's, but I'm very concerned of where we're going to go you know, what we're going to see over the next few months and how this is going, how this is going to play out.
Well, I've got an opinion of that and I'm going to share it with you, but, well, let's just go ahead and get there.
Sure.
The only thing they can do, they don't have, I mean, at least until after, till January, nobody can do anything. Because I know that Ryan said he was going to hold this vote. He wanted to hold it on a Cornyn-type bill where due process was still involved before they got put on a list and everything else. But that was still sort of capitulating and trying to play by the you know, the game of honor and all this other stuff with a bunch of thieves. They're trying to be honorable with a bunch of thieves. But really, truly, if Obama tries to do something, if he forces something, or if the Democrats try to force something after all of this stuff is going on, and I mean, it's interesting the way all of these events are happening this year. It's interesting how Hillary is not guilty of espionage without being guilty of espionage. And it's guilty how justice for all doesn't mean that anymore. And it's guilty how race relations have been set back prior to, you know, we're back now before LBJ came on the scene.
Yeah.
All of that being said, they have really set themselves up for just abject failure, haven't they? I mean,
I think they have. And here's I'll give you a little bit. If you look at my brother Jeff's latest column, it's on Ammo Land or on our we should have it up on our website very soon if it's not already there. We, rather than, Paul Ryan didn't want to vote, and our position is, yeah, vote, go ahead and vote. Let's bring it to a vote, and we'll see, because the Republicans really don't want to have to come down and say, yes, I support the Second Amendment. Or they don't want to say, or they don't want to tip their hand and say, well, I don't like the Second Amendment because I'm afraid that it gives the little people like you guns. And if that's really what they think, okay, well, now we know. Record votes, record up or down votes are a good thing, particularly in the House, because we will win them. And if somebody wants to go to the other side, great. That tells us who you are.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sort of that same thought process where I say go ahead and vote and vote it down. I kind of thought they should have done that with Garland Merrick or Merrick Garland or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Go ahead and hold the confirmation and dispose of him. Be done
with
him.
Right.
But at the same time, I know what they were trying to do.
Well, in that case, they wanted, in case Mr. Trump lost the election. You know, that the Republicans didn't have the votes. He would be Merrick Garland. As bad as he is not as bad as somebody else that could be. I mean, they could put up a you know, Barack Obama to the Supreme Court. You know, Hillary could. You know, who would Hillary appoint? So that was. I think that the whole idea was to drag their feet a little bit and see how the election is going to play out.
Right.
But no, I don't want to see Merrick Garland in either.
Yeah. In the amount of time we've got left, well, you know what? We'll just have to save that for another day. We'll have to have some more of these discussions. I kind of think that the stark contrast between the liberals and everybody else out there. I think Hillary has become doomed since she didn't. I think she would have been better off if they had said to indict her.
Yeah. Then at least that's the other contrarian viewpoint that my brother came out with, was that maybe Rome, the FBI did us a favor, because now all this stuff can come out. And we can talk about it out in the open. There's none of this, that's a continuing investigation and we can't go into that.
Right, right, right.
So it's topic of conversation.
Firearmcoalition.org. You can find the writings of Jeff Knox at Ammoland.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, sir.
Bill, it's my pleasure. And also I wanted to mention it. Congratulations on your recovery. And certainly glad you gave us a scare there. I'm glad to see you mend it.
Man, me too. Me too.
We'll
be right back.
All right, my friend.
All right.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.